Hi, this is Drew, and thanks for listening to our podcast. Hopefully, you've been enjoying our show for a while now, but if you're a brand new listener, then the next 50 seconds are not for you, so just go ahead and fast forward a bit. I just wanted to ask our longtime listeners to consider becoming patrons of The Drew Marshall Show, because by throwing us just a few bucks each month, you'll be helping what many tell us is the most brutally authentic spiritual show they've ever heard stay on the air. Look, as loyal podcast listeners, you've been getting the same programming our radio listeners have been hearing live Saturdays 1 to 5 for the last 16 years. Except you get to hear everything commercial-free, you smart consumer, you. Well, because of a brand new arrangement with our studio, our expenses have now gone through the roof. And to be brutally honest, we could use the help to cover those costs. So just before you go to bed tonight, maybe you could stop by our website and click on the giant click here to become a patron sign. And if a whole bunch of you were able to scrounge up like $4 per month, then individually your $4 would have just made a massive difference in helping us cover what it costs to bring you the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, that's it. Sorry to bug you. Now on with the show. I hope you have a good sleep tonight after you become a patron. All right, well, here we go. This is our final segment on the Drew Marshall Show. We have a very important announcement just before the end of the show today. I have some incredibly exciting news to share with our listeners.
I love the enthusiasm in your voice as you're saying that. I have very exciting news.
So, 2016, I walked the Camino, did 3 months of silence, came back, and the first words out of my mouth after 3 months of silence were, I asked my wife to marry me again. Hmm. And then a few months later, she left.
Oh, I remember that too.
And that didn't, that was kind of sucky. It was crap. And it was a horrible year. 2017 was a horrible year for me. I had some tough relationship problems. But as I found out, I had a good look in the mirror and went, what's the common denominator here? Or who's the common denominator? And then, you know, I just started hunkering down into some things, some stuff. And certainly, I've seen a growth in myself. It may not be evident to people listening to the show, but... You know, for the first time that I can remember, I'm at a point where I'm actually like myself. And that's a weird phenomenon because it's so trendy these days to like yourself. You know, everything's you go girl out there.
Mm-hmm.
I should probably never say
that
again.
I can play Biff's song in the background if you want. Yeah.
There's another thing I say. I should never say that again. Selling the house. Hold on. Let me just come out and say it. So my wife and I are renewing our vows and getting married again.
Awesome. Awesome!
So it's kind of a big thing.
Yeah,
kind of a big thing.
Kind of a big deal.
How it happened was we were forced to work together, getting the house ready for sale. And that can be tension time, big time.
You're in a strong relationship. Just doing wallpaper is stressful.
You want to kill each other.
Oh,
yeah. We're doing this, getting the house thing ready and realizing, wow, we're actually getting along. This is quite enjoyable. And we're actually sort of developing a bit of a friendship. So we started exploring that and just hanging out more. And I guess we started dating. I don't know if you
really?
Call
cool.
it that when you're in your 50s. But
why not?
Courting.
Thanks, Beatrice.
That was good. Then what happened. It was our 30th anniversary. We were separated officially for a couple of years, and we lived separate lives for years before that. So it was quite a long separation. And I said, it's our 30th anniversary. This date. I know it's this date. Let's not pretend it's not this date. We weren't together or anything. You know, we're just enjoying each other, you know, hanging out every once in a while. I said, let's go out. Let's go do something. Come on. Decided to take her out on a date, and the place I took her to was right by the church where we got married. So I pulled over.
Really?
And we took a selfie by the church we got married in, and then went to this dinner date. And then we went out for a nice walk in the bush and talked about all sorts of things, relationship-based. And she's like, you know, you really need to date other people. And I was like, you know, I'm still not there. And then we walked across this bridge that had a waterfall underneath. And I said, come on, 30th anniversary, bridge, waterfall. You mind if I kiss you? And she said, sure.
Nice.
Yeah. So I kissed her.
Maybe I should get some Barry White on now.
You'll never find a waterfall like this. Anyway, there were some other moments, and all of a sudden one day we're out for a walk, and she used an inclusive term.
Oh.
She said, we.
Oh.
And it had something to do with the farm. You know, we're going to need to. I was like, what? Did you hear what you just said? I looked over. She got a smirk on her face.
Like she got busted? Or
yeah, totally busted.
Freudian. Uh-oh.
And no, actually, the first thing that happened was I phoned her after I had a visit at her place and we were headed to get some work done or whatever. And then I phoned her and I reminded her of something else. And on the drive back, I said, I love you. Because, you know, I still do. Well, and I say that to her. And she would always kind of go, thanks. And then hang up.
Click.
This time she goes, love you too. And she hung up. Whoa. I called her right back and she's giggling on the other side.
And your dogs get along, apparently.
Well, I think that's what brought us together. Our dogs get along great and hanging out. And I'm trying to remember all the details, but basically the bottom line is, you know, they're in a world filled with bad news. You know, this is actually kind of a fun thing to celebrate.
It's an amazing thing to celebrate.
You know, we're very different people. I'm a 4, she's a 9. But to be able to see her as a 9 instead of taking everything so personally like a sucky little 4 does.
Right.
Has helped me just lighten up and go, yeah, that's just Beth.
Her.
Don't take it personally. It's not personal. Stop it. And then looking at myself as a 4, I am able to go, instead of going, Marshall, you're such an idiot, I now go, Drew, you're such a 4. To lighten up on each other has been a huge thing.
Has she engaged at all in the Enneagram?
Well, that was the thing for me because I said, I don't want to get back together with someone who's not willing to look inside, and she's never been willing to look inside.
Yeah.
So she went away back to Australia for a month, and she took the stinking Enneagram book with her.
Wow.
So it's been quite interesting. And she, so for a 9, for a peacemaker, she's grown a pair.
Nice.
And I've just learned to tuck mine away. So, yeah, it's been interesting telling people. You know, we had to tell the kids first. And the kids both know, they've seen us for their entire lives, obviously.
Right.
So they know us better than anybody else. So I think my daughter wanted me to just start, she wanted to have a dad that was dating, you know, a dating dad.
Supermodels.
Yeah. I know. She just wanted, you know, that whole 20, 25, 6-year-old girl thing. Like, oh, my dad's got a girlfriend and that kind of stuff.
We can do each other's hair and stuff.
And Bev has been always kind of, you know, pretty low key and not conversational that much or that uber relational. And, she, you know, Jesse just wanted me to find somebody, you know, woohoo like me.
Yeah. Okay.
But she saw us hanging out more. So it wasn't a surprise to Jesse.
Okay.
And Josh, you know, Josh is sort of cautiously optimistic about things.
Which is him.
Because he's 30 and he's seen and he has said, look, you guys are completely different. This makes total sense. You tried so long, 28 years, to make it work. People don't try that long. You did 28 years. Good for you. Now stop it.
he sounded like Bob Newhart for a second.
He did say, you know, you realize if you break up again, you're going to look really stupid.
Yeah. Nice.
So I'm not here next week. Because I'm going on my honeymoon.
Thanks for the heads up.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, where are you going?
Thank you, man. Yeah.
Not like I'm going to follow you there.
Shelburne. No. Going to Mexico.
Oh, very cool.
Yep. And, just to, you know what? I was thinking about the vow thing, the renewal of vows.
Right.
I remember the first time we did vows. I'm not even sure if we had internet properly then. I don't even know where I found it. I think I found, like, I went to maybe the pastor and said, hey, do you have a bunch of copies of different vows?
Yeah.
And then we photocopied and, you know, took the ones we wanted, cut and paste.
Yep.
We literally cut and pasted.
Thing. Yep.
And I don't remember anything that I said during, like, the vows were just vows. But to write them out yourself now after 30 years and to be able to look at each other and say, this is the real deal. This is it.
Yeah. You know, and I think that whether you research them and, you know, the first time you get married, you're so spacey and goofy and distracted. I don't remember my vows either. And I don't understand. I think it's because
I'm going to have sex.
Yeah.
Well, living in the Jesus community is like, you're not supposed to.
Yep.
So we got through the vows pretty quick.
Yeah, I do. We got to go. See you in 2 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, I was going to just hold off on, you know, announcing that, and because really it's a private thing or whatever. But both Bev and I have decided whatever we can to help others in their relationship, we're going to do.
Live life out loud, my brother.
Yeah. Yeah. It's me. I ran into this one girl at the gym I met, and she recently was divorced, and I told her the news to make sure that she was aware that
You were off the market.
Yes.
Drew, you're looking so good today.
No, she wasn't Arnold's sister.
Oh, she could have been.
And I said, isn't that good news? And she said, well, yeah, I guess if you're happy.
Yeah.
Are you happy? It's like, what is wrong with you? Why would you No, I'm not happy.
It sucks.
I'm just going to get married anyway.
You know, taxes.
Anyway, that's the big news.
Yay. That's awesome, man. Woohoo! Hello, Drew Marshall. Joe, way to go, Drew Marshall. Drew Marshall.
Are you done?
I was trying to fill in some space while you...
shuffled papers?
Yeah, because we don't want to hear that on air.
No.
And you're leaving the show to me, too.
Which, oh, that's right. Next week,
is
Tim,
crazy.
Tim is taking the show all by himself. There's no interns.
No, nothing.
There's no guest hosts. It's just Tim in the studio by himself. So if you feel bad for lonely Tim next week, the phone number to the studio is 877-569-1250, 877-JOY-1250. Give him a call.
Yep.
Talk to him.
Some of my favorite interviews, some of my favorite people.
That's what he's going to be doing was the thing he should have said before that.
And
he's
going
to be, this is what I said, Tim, the show is yours. And what I want you to do is go to my website and play old interviews.
No, but it makes sense to me. Like, they're people I'm really interested in and or interviews that were just fascinating for me.
So
and
also, have you got any idea of something you're going to play?
Well, Ramon
and
Aguilar,
I have an idea. You're going to try to fit 20 interviews into a four-hour thing, aren't you? It's going to be
20.
Like this. It's going to be, all right, I haven't listened to this Romeo Dallaire interview 5 minutes later. Okay, okay, hold on. Okay, we're going to stop that. If you want to go to the website, listen to the rest. Go listen to Alice Cooper. All right, now Alice is done. That's what's going to happen next week.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Yeah, John Ratzenberger, you know, a little Romeo Dallaire. Bunch of different stuff.
He's going to
play Chris Jericho, but the interview is too short.
So is he.
Oh!
All right, so next week it's our April Fool's Day show starring Tim the Tool. Doesn't get any better than that, folks. And then I'll be back from my honeymoon next week. No, not the week after.
Yeah,
we
got it.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in. If you missed any of today's show, just follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and we'll let you know when all the interviews from today are loaded onto iTunes, SoundCloud, and iHeartMedia, and our website, drewmarshall.ca. Thanks for being part of my journey, and I hope I'm a little bit a part of your journey as well. Ooh, I'm starting to sound mushy. Let's stop the show. Forgiveness then, till the day I die, though I can't be sure of what I